Hi, everyone. I'm Bob, editor of Plugged In Magazine.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
We're your hosts for this January 9th, 2008 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
We hope that all of you had a great Christmas and a very happy New Year.
To kick off 08, we've got the conclusion of our interview with Adventures in Odyssey host Chris Anthony.
She'll be talking with us about how she got into voice acting and more about her life behind the microphone.
But first, here's the latest news.
If you're still looking for a calendar for the new year, we've got the perfect thing for you.
The Adventures in Odyssey 2008 calendar features Bible verses, Odyssey trivia, and important dates, like this one. Did you know that Eugene and Katrina first met 14 years ago yesterday?
I did not know that. Well,
yeah, the show was called Truth, Trivia, and Trina, and it first aired on January 8th, 1994.
Now that's life-changing information that no one should be without. This calendar also has some great Odyssey artwork for each and every month.
Our listeners can find out more on our website. And now, without further ado, let's get back to our interview with Chris Anthony. Over to you, Jesse.
Thanks, Bob. But what am I supposed to do?
I meant Jesse, the pre-recorded interview, Jesse.
Oh, right. I love pre-recorded Jesse. We're back here again with Chris, who shared with us on a December podcast, and we want to hear more from her today.
Really?
We do. Yes. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hi, Chris.
Are you sure about that? Well, I would love to spend more time with you guys.
Chris, at what point in your life did you get bitten by the acting bug? And then when did you have your first real professional break?
You know, I started out as in the acting profession, being like the on-camera where you could see me. Lots of commercials. I would always play the goofy bank teller. Once I got a job being a girl riding on a lawnmower. I went into playing parts here and there, but then I realized it wasn't as much fun as being in voiceovers, because in voiceovers, it's so much more fun. You can be old or young. I can be a bug. I can be a voice for a car, which I am in a lot of those, you know, those little things that guide you through. Sometimes when you're lost, I'm in there with you.
Now, didn't you do Barbie as well? Did I hear correctly?
Yes. You guys are in Colorado, but I'm in California, and back in 94, they had a big earthquake out here.
Oh, yeah?
And,
remember that one?
Mm-hmm. I was invited to come in and audition for the part of Barbie's voice. And lo and behold, I was in a house that was affected by an earthquake, so I had, you know, a lot to deal with. I had no electricity. I had glass everywhere. We were going through the effects of an earthquake. So they said to me, Chris, we really want you to come to Mattel and audition for Barbie. And I said, well, you know, guys, I don't even have running water, but if you think this is something I should do, they said, well, wait a minute. Why don't you just go get your phone, and I'm going to let you audition on this phone for Barbie's voice. And I said, oh, okay, you know, I'll do the best I can, but I'm a little stressed out here. And so no one will ever believe this. I sat on the floor in my room, and they gave me a line to say. They said, we'll know if we're kind of interested if you just do this one line for Barbie, and we'll kind of let you know. So here I am in the dark in my house with the earthquake, you know, still having the tremors coming in. And they said, just say, hi, this is Barbie. Welcome to McDonald's. And so I don't think I've ever told anybody this story. So I sat on my floor in the dark, and I said, hi, this is Barbie. You look cool. Welcome to McDonald's.
And you got it.
Well, he said nothing for the first 3 seconds. So I went, well, I'm nervous. Can I do it again? He said, no. You need to come tomorrow. You need to come down here tomorrow.
Good.
And it's like I felt God just said, you know what? It's your time to do this. And I'll tell you, it was almost magical. He was so sweet to give me that job, because I ended up, literally, I thought I was going to do a one-time job. I ended up doing every CD-ROM she had, every talking cell phone,
wow,
doll. I mean, you name it, I was her voice for almost 8-9 years.
Okay, Chris, I'm going to ask you to have some fun now.
I don't need to be encouraged, okay?
All right, and Matt, now I'm sure because of the spiritual nature of where your heart is,
yes,
the thing you always wished you could have Barbie say to the children, now's your chance.
Well, I had it kind of backfire to me once, because when my daughter was really little, she was about 5 years old, you know, and she didn't know I was Barbie. She was playing with Barbies, and somebody goes, what do you think about your mom doing Barbie's voice? And she says, oh, what? You know, I go, Kelsey, you mean just I'm doing the voice for Barbie? And she says, what? And I was like telling her there's no Santa Claus. And so she goes, but Mom, you tell me to clean up my room all the time. She goes, Barbie wouldn't tell me to clean my room. So one day I said, Kelsey, go clean up your room. I think she regretted me saying that. I don't think she played with Barbie for years after that. That was my favorite thing to say is Barbie, go clean up your room, Kelsey.
Well, in addition to, of course, Chris is a recurring character. Do you have any other recurring characters, be they in cartoons or...
Oh, periodically I do a little bit of animation, but I don't know why God is... He's not put me in a lot of it. I will do a voice here and there, you know, but I can't tell you why. I just, it's always been, this has been my niche, and I have just so enjoyed it, you know. I probably like it a lot better because it's not, toys you'll find aren't as challenged with the moral stuff and the ethics of certain things, you know. They're pretty, you know, they're pretty clean cut.
Yeah.
Usually when I'm doing a toy, I'm not having to be challenged with some of the stuff I'm asked to do, like, you know, some of the animation stuff on the internet. They'll have, like, projects with these warrior princesses, and I'll take a look at the character that's drawn, and I'll look at the way she looks, and I'll know right away I don't want to be her.
Oh, good for you.
And I do. I feel a real sense of responsibility. I never take a project. I'll look at the dialogue, and I'll make sure that what I'm saying and what I'm doing is going to be honoring to the Lord. I don't want to do anything I have to look back and have my name on.
Chris, I'm not sure whether you mentioned to us how you were connected with Focus on the Family initially. How obviously it was not Adventures in Odyssey until after you had joined on, but how were you able to make the connection with Focus?
Oh, well, that's interesting. I was recording at a studio in Los Angeles, and at the time, I just finished a recording session, and I was coming back to my car, and I was getting in my car, and I was starting to pull out. And on the back of my car then, I had a little fish symbol. And Bob Luttrell, who is a very dear friend of mine, he approached me and said, Chris, they're actually auditioning for announcer for a Christian radio show. And I said, oh, wow, really? Who? You know, what's going on? He says, yeah, it's Focus on the Family. I went, oh, Dr. Dobson? Oh, yes. I think at the time it was Steve Harris and Phil Lawler, and they gave me this little script, and I think at the time it was called Odyssey USA.
That's right.
So I read it, and I did, you know, what I thought would be the best interpretation of it, and I saw them kind of look at each other and kind of smile, and I thought, oh, that's a good thing, I hope. And they, that, from that point, they, I think they took it and kind of had other people listen to it, and yeah, I got chosen for Odyssey that way. See, it pays to put those little fish on the back of your
there you
car.
Go. It's a lesson
only
to us all.
Only if you're a good driver, though. You know,
well, they may be able to get other Barbies, but we'll always have only one Chris.
Oh, that is so sweet. I thank you for that.
Well, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule.
All right. Nice talking with you guys.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Goodbye.
All right. Take care, you guys.
See you, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that's all for this time. Thanks for joining us for the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Be sure to check us out on the website where you can listen to this week's episode, see our podcast archives, and tell us a little bit about yourself. We're at witsend.org/podcast. That's witsend.org/podcast.
Or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day's an adventure.